Hey, y'all, I just left Costco. And this?
Cost of living is so high, this person literally just lost 10 pounds. Says, I just keep eating less and less, and I'm one person. Have a healthy salary. Can't imagine how big families and low-income people are. It is stressful, as people are saying that. It seems like $40 a day on food is normal. Rent is $2,000 for a decent apartment. It seems normal if you don't want roommates. Bagels are $9 and coffee is $7. Inflation is through the roof in America. And right now, this person says something that's so legit. Everything. $50 is the new $20, and every time this person leaves the house, spends at least $100 one way or another. Either it's from parking, either you're eating out, you're buying drinks, either grocery shopping, or just buying something essential like toilet paper. Everything is so expensive. You know, some people are saying that money just doesn't make any sense anymore when prices are just sky high constantly. Our salaries aren't going up, but everything's becoming crazy expensive. This person says even thrifting used items are expensive. Even garage sales are experiencing their own side of inflation. Imagine getting used clothes and used items and they jack that price up too. Everything is expensive and Americans can't take this anymore. Check out some of these videos.
Who's gonna stop these corporations from what they're doing with shrinkflation and everything? Like, y'all look at this, right? I'm actually panicking. I'm not even joking. This is half a cup of strawberries for a full bag of Special K. This bag of Special K was $5.99 before taxes. I also got eggs. A pack of 12 eggs was $5.99. Why is a container of eggs, a dozen eggs, equal to a box of cereal? A bag of cereal came in this big bag. That is about 50% of the freaking box. Okay, cool, no problem. This is probably, I'm saying have to be generous. And this is a full fresh bag. I thought eventually the prices would go down. I thought it'd be like a give and take, but the prices are just going up. I was shopping at Safeway today. The strawberry container that used to be like $5 is $9.
Update, the strawberries mentioned here are now $11.99.
It's a container of strawberries, like maybe like 3 cups of strawberries. They cut off the leaves for you. I used to get those because they were $5. I was staring at it today, $9, $9.99. I skipped it. I'm just like, dude, I'm about to buy my strawberries for that. I tried to go to the frozen strawberries, and that's what I ended up getting because it was $5 for this. It was $5 for this, which is pretty much, this is good enough for me, honestly. This is good enough for me. But I'm just like, yo, who's going to stop these corporations from all the greed that they have? Like, they're self-checkout at this point. They're getting rid of workers. And the little workers that they have, they're not paying them anything but minimum wage. Minimum wage is supposed to be a recommendation, not the standard. So why is everyone paying people at minimum wage, period? Looking at these groceries? Oh. Absolutely outrageous with no end in sight. It's crazy.
Hey fuckers, let's play a game, shall we? I had a friend in town last weekend and her brother texted her while we were hanging out and said, guess how much I just spent for groceries at Walmart in North Carolina? Y'all will never guess. Here's the picture of the cart. We've got spinach, bagels, looks like a whole carrot cake, which is great. I love that choice. We've got Halo Top, Ben and Jerry's. That can be pretty expensive. Salsa, sweet potatoes, some prepackaged salad mixes, frozen veggies, case of Miller Lite. We've got organic grass-fed beef. There's tortillas. It looks like it's keto, so that could be higher price. And maybe a couple of other things. There's a layer here that we can't really see. What do y'all guess the price is for this cart? $496 in North Carolina at Walmart. What did you guys guess?
Man, I know a lot of people say this, but I feel like it's unfair that we had to grow up and become adults in the most unaffordable time in human history. Like, bro, grocery bill too high, rent too high, bills in general too high, just your day-to-day activities too high. Like, bro, why gotta be us? Like, why, big bro?
Well, we have officially reached the I can't afford cream cheese stage of capitalism.
the government has decided that it is going to not only shut down, but stay shut down until gosh knows when. What I'm going to do is show y'all how to cook food from scratch. Okay, I went through this during the Great Recession, in which I didn't know how to cook anything, and I was eating a can of green beans a day because my culinary skills were absolute garbage. Now, I ain't the best chef, but I know how to whip up a meal and only buy groceries and spend no more than $60 to feed myself and my child. So I'm going to show y'all how to do that, and I'll give you a couple of tips right now. The first thing is that you want to stock your pantry with staples. And when I say staples, I mean like flour, granulated sugar. Let's see, what else would go in there? Oil. You want to make sure you buy your dairy products like your eggs and milk, that kind of thing. Because if you have what you need, also like baking soda, baking powder, when you have that, you can make so many bread and bread products. It's a lot of bread. You don't realize how many bread products you use or consume in a day when it comes to a meal. So that's your first clue. First thing is to get your staples stocked up. The next thing I would say is to start a garden. Now, I have a garden, but it can get really expensive depending on what you want to do in that garden. But you don't need a whole lot. You just need a small little garden bed. And you can grow the vegetables that you know you use, okay, in your meals. Don't just start be growing stuff just to be growing it. Because if you ain't eating it, you're just wasting time and you're wasting money. Let's see. The third thing I would say to start saving money is to cut out processed food. Processed food is expensive. And every time I go shopping, I always get coupons. And I'm like, what am I going to do with the coupons? It don't even make no sense to even use them, because at the end of the day, they're all for processed food. So you're just wasting my time. I don't need none of that. I just throw it away. But those are the three tips that I have so far. I will be back not only with more tips, but I will show you how to make food from scratch. This way, you're not spending a whole bunch of money. And if money is tight because we got a government shutdown and we got other things that's happening as a domino effect because of this, you'll figure out how to not only feed yourself and your family and keep some money, what little you have in your pocket during the hard times. All right. See you later.
I just came out here to say that a head of lettuce is $5. That's it. That's all. Bye.
$57. $57. And look here. $43 for a roast. This is crazy. Look at this. $24.
I'm in Publix right now, but please help me understand, when was a box of cereal $9.29? Literally, for a box of Honey Nut Cheerios. And I don't know if the prices have been this high, because honestly, I don't eat cereal, but lately my kids have been into cereal, so now I'm here purchasing cereal. But y'all, one box of cereal, the giant size, is damn near $10 for one box. And the only reason why I'm about to grab two is because it's buy one, get one. It's BOGO. But y'all, these grocery store prices are insane. The smaller boxes of cereal are $5.29, but y'all, this is insane. I still cannot get over $10, well, $9.29 for one box of cereal. That is crazy. That's insane. That is insane.
Everything's so damn expensive nowadays. You know, I think the only palm trees I'm going to see this year, you know, those little ones on the screensaver of your work computer? Don't even get me started on drink prices. You know, I think they should make a cheaper version of the pina colada, the bro colada. But real talk, I'm going to have to apply a college budget to my drinking habits, right? Which means I'm going to have to get Natty Lights. And I hate Natty Lights.
Well, this is what happens when they start messing with our food stamps and they start cutting all of our food stamps down. And this is what happens. Look, you can't even get the stuff that you used to be able to get. So Look what I had to do. I had to find a couple packs of meat, $2.59 a piece. Look, $2.59 for that one, $3.51 for that one, $2.99 for this pack of meat, $3.08 for this pack of meat, $3.22 for that pack of meat. So I had to drop my game all the way down because of the food prices. This is crazy, man. Like, that food stamp cut that they're talking about doing is starting to affect everyone in every household. I hope I got enough to pay for this. I'm not even going to take the water off or the sparkling water because I'm not even sure if I'm going to have enough money to even pay for this. So I don't. Oh, man, I forgot about the eggs. Guys, I found these eggs. Eight freaking dollars for 18 eggs. 18 eggs for $8. It was $7 and some change after taxes, over eight freaking dollars. That is insane. I don't know, guys, if I'm gonna have enough. We're at $86. She's bringing the water up now, and we're not even finished bringing this other stuff up yet. I don't know. We'll see. $97.63, and we still got a ways to go. I don't know. Let me see how much I gotta put back. Put anything back. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's still going. It's still going. It's still going, guys. It's still going. Oh, it's still going.
Alright, your total's $124.
Ma'am, can I put everything back?
I've been seeing a lot of videos lately of people talking about like how they're trying to just lock in and not spend on things because everything's so insanely expensive. And that's pretty much what I've been doing. Like, trying to really, really just be mindful of, like, can I make my coffee at home? I eat my lunches at home, like, not eating out as much as I possibly can. I love doing those things, but it's just gotten to this point where it's ridiculous what things cost. So I am kind of trying to strike, if you will, so that I don't spend all my money on food and coffee and everything else. So it's not very fun, but I am sick of feeling like I am working and then there's nothing left afterwards. So yeah, that's what we're doing now. What is nice is I'm a very frugal and like minimal person kind of naturally. So it kind of feels like a fun challenge. So I'm wondering who else can relate to this.
So it's late October and this administration has said that they're not going to be sending out SNAP benefits next month. Now, like it or not, the counties that are the most impacted are going to be counties that voted for Trump because they're the ones that most utilize SNAP benefits. My question is, in the month of November, because Thanksgiving is in November, Thanksgiving is a holiday that revolves around food, and Thanksgiving falls particularly late in the month of November this month. So people are going to have expended whatever funds they have left by the end of the month. So in addition to that, with tariff prices and everything else, how expensive food has become. Are they going to essentially starve out the population? I mean, Thanksgiving is a holiday where people get together. It's going to be noticed if people don't have food. So are they going to swoop in and try to do something at the last minute, or are they going to literally starve out the population on a holiday? That's the real, and is traditional media going to cover this at all?
I usually don't do a TikTok in a grocery store, but it's after church and everybody's shopping. So I said, well, I'll make some, you know, ground meat and pasta later today. Do you see that? $27.76 for 3 pounds of ground meat. Oh my God. Looks like we're going to have to start eating a lot more carbs. Or maybe going vegan. I mean, thank God it's just me and my husband. But, wow. These are like $30 a pack. Unbelievable.
I know I'm not the first one to say this, but how the fuck did things get so expensive? I went to Starbucks the other day with my daughter. I got a tall latte. A small. She got an orange juice. She wanted an orange juice. I said, no problem. I get both. The guy says, cool, meet you at the window. It's going to be $13. Driving up, I'm like, $13 for a small latte and an orange juice? There's no way. So I tell the guy, I think you made a mistake. $13. I just got a small. She got an orange juice. Like, I think I think there's a mistake. And he's like, nope, it's $13. Orange juice and tall latte. Do you want the receipt? It's like, pardon? The orange juice was $6.50. He asked me if I still want the orange juice. I was like, do you want me to get in a fight with my child? I just told her she could have one. We ordered one. She heard it all. She heard the exchange. It's happening. But did I know it was going to be $6.50? No. How the fuck did we get here?
It's just straight up too expensive to live in the United States of America, and you cannot convince me otherwise. Hi, I'm Zach. I've kept a budget down to the penny for the past 5 years. And this is what I've spent this month on some of the things that you need to just exist. Let's start with energy. I want you to let me know how much you pay a month for your electric bill. All right, ready? Drum roll, please. This month, I spent $242. It's summertime in Florida. It's hot. It's expensive. The AC's running. I keep my house at 78 degrees during the day. I turn off all the lights when I'm not using them. I have LED lights. All of the stuff you're supposed to do. I'm closing my blinds during the day. Everything possibly you could do right. And I just had my highest bill of all time. Checking out my electric bill from September 2020, I paid $139.47. Huh. Okay. So that's almost doubled. All right. How about utilities? I want you to let me know how much you pay for utilities a month, your water bill, your garbage. All right, drum roll, please. 3, 2, 1. I paid $219.77. Just as a frame of reference, in September of 2020, my water bill was $128.09. So that's doubled in 5 years. That's cool. Internet. Everybody loves internet. I needed to post on TikTok. This past month, I spent $84.99. What did you spend this month on internet? I can tell you what I paid September 2020, 5 years ago. I paid $54.68. That's cool. It's gone up 60%-ish in 5 years. That's fine. So all in all, between my utilities, my energy, and my internet, I am paying $527 and change a month. And I'm sure my story isn't unique. I'm sure you're watching this saying, yes, the same thing with me. I'm paying way too much every month. This isn't sustainable. I know that prices have gone up all around the world, 100%. I just feel like where I live specifically, we've gone into crazy town. No one can pay this. No one can afford this. I'd love to hear what you're paying a month for all these things and where you live in the world, because I need to know if I'm crazy or if I'm not alone in feeling this way.
Hey, I'm having a terrible day. I've cried all day. Now I don't know if I should cut my hair on a pixie or dye it blue or move to Barcelona. I don't know.